5 years ago, walls of water up to 5 meters high swept across Patong Beach, swamping hotels and restaurants and carrying away scores of people. Chairat Sukban, the deputy mayor of Patong, says the damage was extensive at Phuket's main tourist beach.
I mean, they still have all this structure, okay? But the interiors or whatever like that, it's all damaged. But the structure they still have. But after the tsunami, we at the city, we also set new law and forced them to use the a strong material to make the walls and retaining walls.
Chairat says many of the businesses along the beach had insurance and rebuilt within a year. Thais affected by the tsunami on Phuket received about $500 in compensation during the reconstruction work. But not everyone recovered financially so quickly.
Hello, banana pancake.
Pancake, how much pancake?
Banana. Saliha is from Bangladesh and has sold pancakes along this beach for 11 years. She says the tsunami destroyed her cart and equipment, but because she is not a Thai citizen, she could not get compensation or even a bank loan.
It took 2 years for my business to recover. I had to save money and buy a new pancake cart.
Today there is little evidence of the waves that hit on December 26, 2004, and tourists have returned. But officials and tourism workers say Thailand's political instability and the global financial crisis are causing new damage. Dale Lawrence is a spokesman for the Pacific Asia Travel Association.
The big pressure now is to encourage people who aren't traveling at the moment to get back on airplanes or cruise ships and choose this part of the world as their holiday destination.
Officials say they are better prepared for disasters and point out the tsunami warning towers now lining the beach. Businesses have moved back from the shore, and hotel workers are trained to evacuate guests who enjoy Thailand's beaches with little thought about the disaster. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Phuket.